This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
What's up, everyone? You know what it is, MasterChef After Show. So the chefs cook in a 2-star Michelin restaurant. The families come to visit, and it's all heart. Let's go. Let's get it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
This is, I will say, this is definitely a finger-pointing
yes,
song.
They get
I'm not going to do it. But it is definitely works with the finger pointing situation. I'm sure, you know, if Ashley was here, she'd be pointing away.
That's
along
true.
With
Very
you, Frank.
True. That is true.
But I'm holding my ground because I'm a thug. Anyway, what's up, everybody? You know what it is. Master Chef After Show. We're winding it down. Getting down to these last chefs. It's your boy Lemon Gonzalez here, your favorite uncle. And I'm not here by myself. Ashley is not with us. She is on assignment, but she will be back next week, you know, doing her thug thizzle. But guess who is here? Guess who is here?
It's me!
This one right here is here! She's here!
Hi, guys. It's me, Carly Noel, your favorite cooking expert.
Yeah. And unfortunately, we tried to change the locks, but he still somehow got in. Frank Moran is here.
Always know where the windows are, guys.
But, you know, we can't do it without him. I mean, we can, but...
You could, and do much better.
I mean, thank you. I'm glad you said it. But guess what? We are not here by ourselves. We've been very fortunate to have guests the last several weeks, and it's going to be that way until the end of the season. And no stranger to doing well on this show, he is with us via Skype. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. Caesar is here.
Yay! Hey, what's up, everybody?
What's up, Caesar? How you doing?
I'm doing great. Pleasure to be on the show. I've been listening for the last few weeks, and it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, sounds like it, and it is. It is in real life. Trust me. So first, Caesar, thank you so much for being on the show. Man, no congratulations to you. You are still in this top five we're at right now. How are you feeling now? I mean, obviously you got to transport yourself back to that moment, but you know, you're watching the show as we're watching it. How's it feel to be in the top five?
Honestly, when you're living it, you know, we're doing filming and stuff, everything's just happening so fast, you know, one day after another, that you don't have that much time to soak it in. But now watching it on TV, especially with friends and family over, it's a completely different vibe, and the excitement, like you get to relive it all over again. So mm-hmm. I've had nothing but fun watching the season air, and especially last night. Last night was by far one of my favorite challenges.
Wow. Because Carlina was saying that it's been her favorite episode.
It was. I love seeing everybody's families. And let's just talk about that pressure test with the three different chocolates. That was crazy. Like, you know, chef to chef, can you just explain to them, like, how difficult that was?
I mean, that I was glad, you Not know, I was in the balcony for that one, because those three desserts in 60 minutes, you literally can't waste a single second.
Right.
From the moment they said go, Those guys down there had to go be nonstop because Moose has to set, Panna Cotta has to set. So you have to make it quick enough so you give it enough time in the blast chiller to set up correctly. It's crazy.
Yeah, it looked crazy. And like you said, you didn't have to do that. So, you know, lucky for you. I do want to kind of jump to the top of the first episode that we saw where you guys took over Providence Restaurant, which is two-star restaurant here in L.A.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I want to go visit because it looks amazing.
Of course you do.
You know what? Why are you hating? Why are you hating, Frank? Because I want to go visit a nice restaurant.
You know,
anyway.
Just for that, we're going to make Frank pay for it.
Exactly. Exactly. Frank's like, who's going to be absent on that one?
I'm definitely going to know where the windows are for that one.
Right. So, CJ, you were there. You were on the red team for this one. So it was you and it was Ashley and Bowen as a team. How did you feel about you all being on?
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it, so look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
The team together, like, what were your thoughts?
I never worked with Ashley or cooked with her side by side or anything, so I knew she'd been performing extremely well over the last couple of weeks, so I was, you know, I was at ease with that. But as you guys know, I had Bowen on the tag team challenge, mm-hmm. you know, not too long ago,
right?
And so
I love that answer. You saw that.
Well, Caesar,
so I knew it was going to be, you know, kind of a two-man situation with Ashley and myself, and to Bowen, if he could find his footing, could mm-hmm. step in and help us out. And that appetizer round was not pretty with him. Just taking so long to plate. Everything
right.
was dying.
Right.
Well, Caesar, with Bowen, I mean, he's made no secret about his feelings towards you. Is that legitimate that he just really does not enjoy cooking with you, or is it a little bit played up for effect?
Okay, I'll tell you that whole thing began way back with the churro challenge. So when we got there, Bowen and I were actually really good friends. It got to the point where I was calling him my Chinese cousin, and you know, I was teaching him Spanish phrases, he was teaching me Chinese phrases. But the thing about Bowen, he walked in like confident that he was just going to take it all. And, you know, for the first few challenges, he was doing great. And his plating, I've always respected how beautiful plates that he makes. But after a while, you just get tired of hearing someone, I am the next Master Chef. Mm-hmm. So when I got that that advantage of having people cook, I'm like, Bowen, all he ever makes are Chinese dishes or, you know, like a take on a Gordon dish. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he knows how to make anything else. So that's why I left him down there and I called him out. I said, you know, prove it. Show you can master different cuisines. And he didn't like that, you know, a kink in his armor was shown. And ever since that, our friendship fell apart. So the hatred became real.
I see. Yeah. That's where it started.
Well, all right, mm-hmm. Caesar, then I want to ask you a question because we see a teaser for next week where you're having to grill a variety of different meats. And again, Bowen, who's already said this one time, he's like, oh, I've never grilled this before. Caesar, for you, when you find out you're going to be on the show, did you practice cooking things that maybe you weren't that strong with just in case?
Oh. Of course, that's what, and I believe that's what most of the contestants did. When we got that call that we were going to get flown out, I was literally, you know, in the kitchen every day practicing the things that I knew and trying out new things because you just never know what's going to be thrown at you. So for him to make those kind of comments, I'm like, why'd you even come on this cooking show?
Why'd you even come on this? That was crazy. That was crazy. During the entree round for this one, you were being told you were a superstar or all-star because it looked like you had to, I mean, you were kind of pulling your weight, basically. Did you feel like you were had everything on lock? Obviously, you had to kind of pull, like you were saying, Bowen was kind of looking very frazzled, mm-hmm. Which is no stranger to that. We've seen that in many of the team challenges. But did you feel confident in what you were doing? Because you were doing really well. From what we saw.
Yeah, what happened with that one, the appetizer, the beginning of the appetizer round, we weren't organized. And then you guys heard that comment when Ashley says, you're on both proteins.
Right.
That actually happened in the appetizer. So I was doing the salmon and the scallops. Mm-hmm. And that gave me a good groove. So when we had to, you know, we had like that little 5 minute break to regroup to start doing entrees, I had already found my rhythm. Because that kitchen was hot, no joke. So I, with the appetizer round, I was cooking them all the way in the pan, and then I would let them rest. But because, you know, Bowen was taking too long to plate, they'd go over. So once I took that into account, I started leaving them, you know, slightly under in my pan because it was so hot in the kitchen, it would take them up to temperature. So once I figured that out, I just got into that groove, and I mean, but like I said, that challenge was my favorite just because of what Chef Gordon Ramsay said to me, and it's headed on national television. So yeah. I was like,
that's huge.
Yeah, I really saw MasterChef with you in that kitchen. Like, you did a fantastic job, and your duck breast looked beautiful. I agree with Gordon on that.
thank you.
And your strip loins. How would you say this, you know, are you thinking about one day doing, like, having your own restaurant, you know, just from this experience?
It really, I think it's been more now that I've, you know, the filming's done, the airing's going on, and I've had a lot of opportunities to do, like, pop-up events around Houston. Over the summer, I was traveling to visit different contestants and doing events with them, and now I'm kind of thinking about that. But I would never want anything large. Yeah. Like, to me, I always like the intimacy of the person cooking for you is the one serving you. So if I was ever to do a restaurant, it'd be like a 10-12 top where I could do multiple seatings a night. Mm-hmm. And, you know, me and a couple other guys just walking the plates over to your table after we just finished cooking them for you. Wow. That's really awesome. The concept I like to go with.
Let him know when that's going to open because he's going to want to go.
You know what? Such haters. Anyway, I wanted to find out, obviously you're Team One, so congratulations on that.
Yes.
Thank you. You held it down.
So you didn't have to worry about the pressure tests. And when we get into the next episode, obviously you all are safe. So getting into the next episode is when we see the family show up. And I wanted to know, how did it feel when you saw your mother and your mother was there?
Okay, so it was totally unexpected for me.
His face lights up.
And I ran out, and I saw people standing at our stations. And I was like, what? That's never happened before. Mm-hmm. So then, like, it took a moment for me to kind of recognize faces. And then I saw my mom, and I, like, stopped in my tracks. And I'm like, what is she doing here? And, I mean, my mom's, like, the biggest role model and inspiration I have in my life. So been gone for so long, and to see her at that point was it was beyond words. It was totally cool.
Wow. And did you, I mean, because I know that the dish you made, so you made for this particular mystery box challenge, you made pork and potato tacos. Mm-hmm. Was this something that you learned from your mother, or was this something that you kind of developed on your own?
It's a combination of both. My mom would, as kids, she would always find different ways to serve us, like ground pork and stuff. Mm-hmm. And one of her favorite combinations was just pork with potato. So I took that idea because it's one of those childhood memories. And then I just tweaked things that she wouldn't do, like the pineapple habanero salsa. That's my touch. And then the flour tortillas, surprisingly, she would make them when I was a kid. But now that I've been practicing them more, they come, even show admitted, I make them just a little bit better. So that was like a combination of me growing up, but still holding on to those things that she made for my sisters and I as kids.
That's really cool. Really cool. So going into this elimination chest with the hearts, you got dealt the biggest blow by your arch nemesis, Mr. Bowen. Of course, he wins, you know, the challenge.
Right.
And so he has the advantage and gets to pick his and picks everyone else's and really deals you a blow with the tuna heart. First of all, I didn't even know you could make. I've never heard of eating a tuna heart.
Really? Neither have I.
No, I have not.
Yeah.
Neither have I.
I haven't eaten it, but I've heard of it. It's difficult to cook.
Yeah.
And you did a fantastic job. Like, I was so impressed with you.
Yeah.
Sister.
When you saw that you had a tuna heart, what was your first thought in that process?
anger. I was like, there was no way he was going to give me something easy.
He said anger.
This was, this was finally his moment. Like, it had all come full circle, you know? Because ever since Churros, it had become a Bowen Shanika versus Caesar thing in the cast. Like, on set, off set, at the hotel. So this was finally his redemption. We're like, I can finally get him back. Because he'd been trying. He'd been trying all season. So I was expecting the toughest thing. And I was like, that jerk. You know, I've helped him through two challenges. And he still can't let it go. So I was like, whatever. This is where I got to prove to him that I'm not going to fold under pressure like he does.
So this is, like you said, when there's a few, this has been going on, like, not even during taping. This is at the hotel. No. This is, you guys are really, really, like, enemies.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I remember there was this one challenge when I was working with Mark, and we did really bad on that one. I mean, we got a terrible critique from all three judges. Mm-hmm. So on the ride back out of set, it happened to be that I was in the same van as Bowen and Shanika. And they were just, I mean, they've been waiting for this moment for so long. So the entire ride back, I just had to hear their lip, you know, and they were enjoying it. And I was like, fine, just bide your time, bide your time.
Well, you did a great job. You did a great job.
Because Caesar, for that, as you said, you hadn't heard of that, of a tuna heart as something that you could cook and prepare. So when you get that, is it basically you just think like, well, it's like, it's a heart. So I'll use that as a starting point to figure out what I could do with this dish? Or how do you start working to putting a dish together?
Okay, so I hadn't worked with a tuna heart, much less heard of it, but I had worked and had beef heart before. So I knew that they're tough, you know, they're muscles that are constantly pumping blood. So they're worked, and the cooking technique, you can't just do any style. It has to be one appropriate for that kind of muscle. So I started there. I was like, okay, it's not impossible to do, but then I was thinking, okay, I don't have tuna in Mexican cuisine because it's just not a thing. So I was like, where have I tried tuna? And I just started racking my brain. And I was like, it's always at either Chinese or Japanese place, mostly Japanese. So that's really was the inspiration for that dish, was just those street skewers that you see at Japanese festivals or on the street. And that's why I decided to pair it with the steamed rice and the roasted mushrooms. And that's how that one came about. It was just, I really have to go back and think of everything I've ever ate and see how I can make this work.
Wow. Well, you did a great job. What did you say? What would you say up to this point? Obviously, you're in the top five. It was your biggest challenge leading up to this point.
I think the toughest one for me is, I mean, it's no secret, have been the pastry ones. Mm-hmm. And that's just because it's something I don't do at home. I don't do it often. I've always been more on the savory side. So before going, I did practice, but I mean, some of the contestants, my hat's off to them, excel at the baking. So those have been the tough ones for me.
Okay.
Well, Caesar, what has it been like? Because you wanted to be on Chef Aron's team. So what is it like to have him as a mentor?
That was so cool. The fact that both, you know, Chef Gordon and Chef Aron offered me an apron. But, I mean, the temptation to go with Gordon was not, it was incredible. like, they edited it down, but I literally spoke, just rambled on for like 3 or 4 minutes when they asked me, give us your answer. but it's just amazing to have been working with Chef Aron and having him as my mentor, because he understands the flavor profile that I come from. And he has a very similar upbringing as my own, where, you know, the mom is the stalwart of the family. He's very proud of his culture and heritage and, you know, finds ways to not only exhibit that pride, but also help the next generation coming up. So that was an honor to be able to work with him.
So, Caesar, who has been, like, your favorite contestant to cook with?
That's a good one. Definitely Emily. Emily and I are very similar personality-wise in a lot of ways. And at the beginning of the competition, we were kind of always on the same team. So we found a groove with each other. We were in the wedding challenge, in the brewery, in the kid challenge. We were always on the same team. So we kind of started understanding how we moved and communicated in the kitchen. So it was very cool. And over the summer, I went to Chicago and we cooked once at her house. We made dinner for some friends of hers that had come over. Yeah, hands down, Emily.
What was it like then for you to be there watching her compete against Shanika in the elimination and the pressure test and just seeing things start to slide down for her?
So this was the thing. because the previous challenge had been the halibut, and her and I had come, you know, as the top two of that one. So we knew that if it was a team challenge, we would be captains, because that's usually how they do it. And the night before, her and I were strategizing. We were like, okay, if you get first choice, what are you going to do? And this and that. So I told her, if I get first choice, I'll take Shanika, because I know you just, and but if it doesn't work out, you can't let her get under your skin, because that's what's going to happen. So it didn't, they didn't show it on TV, but that one came out to where, like, the people could pick their captains, right? Yeah, that was the one it was. But before they let us do that, they actually said, all right, Caesar, you got first choice. Who do you pick? And I said, Shanika. And, you know, Shanika was like, what? Why would he pick me? But the only reason I was doing it is because I knew I could handle her, and I didn't want her on Emily's team. Oh. So then the way it all went down, that was probably the second, or probably not the saddest day for me in the competition so far, because Emily was a close friend, and so was Farhan. So this week, when Farhan had to go home, that one was a rough one.
That was really sad with Farhan.
Yeah.
Well, I will agree with you, Caesar. I was so excited for Shanika to go home, too. What?
He put in his water?
Yeah,
he
spit out his water.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. That is so funny.
Yeah, oh. I've heard, Kalita, that you're not a fan.
No
secret.
That's not a secret.
No secret whatsoever.
But I think I'm a fan of yours, though.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. She had a dance party, actually, when Shanika got eliminated.
Oh, yeah.
She had a dance party at her house to celebrate Shanika's release from the show. I swear. It was like lights and everything. It was crazy. Yeah. It was crazy.
For you, Caesar, because I know about midway through the season, you were having a couple challenges that you didn't perform up to your standards. And the judges were kind of on you about that. And you said you were going to treat it much like you treat with your students, that you just got to, you know, refocus and get your act together and keep moving forward. For you, was that an easy transition for you to make, to kind of be kind of getting that criticism and turning it around to kind of excelling where you're at now?
Yeah, I had a rough stretch there. I think it was like 3 or 4 challenges where I was just, you know, either at the bottom or, you know, bottom two, about to go home. But I have to thank you guys for it, because there was a couple times where you're like, Caesar's out of here, and then I traveled back in time. So, after Buzz TV, you're my TV.
Yes!
Hilarious.
Wait, yes. Caesar, you saw that when I was like, Caesar, if you don't get your act together. Yeah.
I heard that one, and I was just chuckling, because of course I knew, you know, I knew what the next episode was. And when I was listening to you guys, I was like, just wait till next week. Don't worry.
I'll be back. Don't worry. That is hilarious. Well, Caesar. I personally want to thank you for joining us tonight, and what you've done so far. You're still in there, top five. We thought that there was, like you said, there were some times where it's like, I don't know, you know, Caesar could go home, but, you know, you pulled through and you're still there. And it looks like, and even with this last one, you know, you were still at the top. Mm-hmm. So you weren't at the bottom too, even though everyone got to stay, which we saw, which, you know, thought that was cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
Be real with me, Caesar, because those are my least favorite episodes where nobody goes home. But for you, I mean, you're already safe up at the balcony. And you're like, just knock one of them off. Make it easier.
Make it easier for the ones up here, you know?
Right.
Send a couple of them home.
Oh, exactly. Like, yeah.
Who would you say is your biggest competitor right now at this point? Who's left?
Of the top five?
Yep.
Man, I really would have to say it's Ashley, because it's no secret to anybody that she's just getting stronger and stronger with every challenge that we have, and the way she was able to orchestrate our team at Providence, really speaks well to how easily she can adapt to difficult situations. So besides cooking, I think that's one of the qualities that is essential to kind of keep going forward. Just if something crazy is thrown at you, do you buckle under pressure? Hey, Sam, I'm talking to you. Or do you just kind of, you know, roll with the punches and readjust your strategy?
Word.
Yeah.
Is that the biggest thing that any contestant in the show has to learn, is time management? Because I feel like that cooking against the clock has got to be the hugest learning curve.
Yeah,
it's enormous. It's the biggest thing. You know, that clock is real. It doesn't stop from the moment it goes to an end. So definitely time management. And also one of the biggest things that was difficult for me, and it goes along with the time management, is cooking for one or two. Because the first few challenges, I was cooking like, you know, like 10 people were coming over, and you just waste time like that. So I'm like, oh yeah, I only have to make one or two plates.
Right.
So then that would save me time in chopping or, you know, quantities that I was measuring out or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. You know, actually, because speaking of other things to learn and grow on, both Samantha and Jaron got dinged for plating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But is that something that, I mean, in terms of practicing and trying to enhance your plating to be of a master chef quality, what can you do this far in the competition to kind of really like, all right, I got to up my plating game?
What I started doing at that point in the competition was looking at those people that plated better than me. And even though he hates me, Bowen is one of those. So whenever I'd get a chance to, you know, sneak a peek at what he was doing, and same thing with Farhan, his plating was, I always thought, was one of the best. And that's how I started improving my own game, by looking at those around me that I knew were good and kind of taking some tips from.
Interesting.
Nice.
That's interesting. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, right?
Exactly. Yep.
It has to look good. I don't eat something that doesn't look good.
Exactly.
We eat with our eyes.
We do eat with our eyes. Well, again, Caesar, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to keep watching and see what happens next. But we may need to have you back depending on the outcome. So just
sure. I'm always up for an interview.
Yeah.
Yes!
I love it. My favorite is like, he's like, yeah, you know, I had to go back in time because y'all pushed me after that. Y'all got me through. That was hilarious. Oh, yes. Before we let you go, let the fans know where they can find you and keep up with what you got going on.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's the same handle for all social media, but I mostly do Instagram. It's Taque_sun. So it's TAQUE_SON. And they can keep up with all the events I'm doing around Houston. I have a couple coming out of state as well. So it's always fun to have, you know, just anybody come out, but especially fans come out and try some of the food that I've been making on the show. So definitely follow me through that.
Absolutely.
Cool. Are you teaching currently?
Yeah, I went back. It's been a month since I've been back at school, but something really cool. My principal, you know, has been watching all summer, and right before school started, he texted me and he's like, how would you like to teach a culinary class?
Ooh.
So I have 4 English classes and 1 90-minute culinary class. So that's been
awesome.
Yeah, that's been super cool.
That's
I'm enjoying that a lot.
Yeah, that's super dope. Well, if you end up coming to L.A., you can cook for us here at the studio.
Yeah.
We will allow it.
I'm down for that. I'll let you guys know when I'm heading out.
Yes.
And you're welcome in my kitchen
anytime. Boom.
<There it is. laughs>
All right, Caesar, thank you so much, man. We'll see you and talk to you later on.
Thanks,
guys.
Have a great
Bye.
All right. You too.
Bye.
All right.
Look at that. Yeah, that's probably my favorite interview so far.
Yeah.
But, you know, speaking of favorites, guys.
Yeah.
You know, AfterBuzz produces network. They produce after shows for nearly all your favorite shows.
Mm.
You know, from drama, reality, TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve their television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. But if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't have to worry about it. They're optional. So hit that subscribe button now, and for this channel, and check out all the other great programming that AfterBuzz does as well. So let us know you did so in the comments, and you know what? The poet Saint himself is going to come up with some sweet, dope rhyme about how awesome you are for doing so. So for now, thanks for being the best fans and for making us the ESPN of TV Talk.
Oh, man. Yeah. That part.
Yeah.
What he said. I want to jump into the elimination that we saw from the first episode that we saw. I wanted to get you guys' take on how that went down because, I mean, it was obviously between Sam and Farhan.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it could have been either or,
yeah,
because they were both kind of equally, you know, as terrible. And shout out to Jaron for killing that.
Yes.
Killing it. Like, he's definitely, you know, we, of course, had him on the show a few weeks ago, but he has definitely surprised me in how well he's doing.
You always think he's going home.
I don't know. Not anymore. Gosh. I don't think that every week. For a while, I was like, okay, he's on his last leg, but he, much like Ashley, is becoming very improved.
Yeah.
And seems like he's getting stronger and stronger as people are leaving.
True. But also, I thought, like, in the second episode when they kept on saying, hey, make sure you played something awesome. You got to make it look beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's like, here you go.
That was a bust for sure. But yeah, he killed it on this one. But of course, it did come down to Sam and Farhan. Did you think that Farhan should have been the one to go out of the two?
I mean, I thought so. Like, comparatively, it seemed like his molten lava cake was a bust, mm-hmm. and his coolie seemed worse by a little bit than Samantha's. Mm-hmm. So I think by that, and Samantha had, I mean, her chocolate mousse was a bust.
Right.
But at least the molten cake was good, and the coolie was slightly better than, and the taste was better than Farhan's. Mm. So I think by a slim margin.
It was literally the panna cotta that saved Sam, because that part was good. It was just her coolie that she messed up, whereas Farhan messed up both. I really think that's what it came down to, because they both had each a dish like that they screwed up on, and then they both messed up on the panna cotta, and it was just like, who did worse? And Farhan just did slightly worse.
It was like, so you think Jello. It came down to the panna cotta?
Yeah. Because, okay. like, even Joe mentioned it, remember? Like, so he was just like, her panna cotta was good. It's just the coolie was very,
was just like
sauce.
As it was.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, because I was really looking, and I was kind of looking even in the past. And I guess looking in the past, I mean, Farhan is definitely, as Caesar was saying, plates well. But I think if you look at holistically, like, you know, the past challenges, probably Sam has a one-up on him.
Yeah.
Overall.
Yeah.
So I think it was a good decision, fair decision for Farhan to be the one eliminated out of the two. Even though I'm like, if I see Sam cry one more time.
Oh, my God.
Like,
I think she cried more than Mark.
Yes. Yes. No, she has the record. She has the record.
Like, she's been around longer, guys. We got to give her that.
No, no. Gordon just says, Samantha. And then she's like, Samantha.
Yeah, she starts bawling.
Like, he didn't even give his critique yet.
Yeah,
and she's crying.
She was done. Like, I mean, I get when her mom showed up, that was dope. I mean, you're going to cry at that.
Yeah.
I get it. And she's 20-year-old. She's a college student.
I didn't cry that much in my 20s.
Yeah, exactly.
Lem's never cried at all.
Thug life. never. Yeah. Even since I was...
He doesn't even have tear ducts.
Got him removed. Surgically removed. Because thugs don't cry. But no, I mean, I just was like, I was, that was annoying me.
Yeah.
That was definitely annoying me. Just the constant crying. I mean, I get you messed up. Mm-hmm. It's, but what are you going to do about it?
I like wanted to hear her comment. Like,
yeah,
it was like
exactly.
muffled,
she
right?
Could, because, yeah. yeah, she was so crying. But, and you said you didn't like the fact that no one was eliminated.
Dad, I hate those my least favorite episodes of competition shows like
okay.
this.
Okay. Well, since Frank said that, Frank, who were you going to eliminate out of Jerron?
I'm not saying that I wouldn't have been sad at either of them to lose.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But someone had to go
home. Yeah, somebody
home
had to go
you.
Home.
Okay,
yeah.
So who was it for you?
I feel like I probably would. I feel like Jerron, this plating aside, is. I feel like he's coming into a. He's taking it up a level. So
yes.
I think I would have stuck with him. Samantha, as great as she's been, I mean, she got, you know, up in the top three for the family dishes that they were making. Mm-hmm. So I mean, she's strong, but she seems to be crumbling more and more on the pressure.
Yes.
So I think I'd keep Jerron and send Samantha home.
Okay.
I agree. Sam, I mean, she had the duck, but her presentation was bad, as I said.
Yeah.
Everyone's food tasted good, which is why I think they kept everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. What I'm going to say.
I agree. Because, I mean,
because
I like
really, if you think about it, like when they were given the critiques, no one didn't have any, like, it was like, oh, this is disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or this is inedible. Like all of them, it was just little small critiques. And really, if I really think about it, I think. Of all people, if you're going to send somebody home, send Bowen home. Because he literally had the artichoke hearts, which was the easiest thing to do. And again, it was obviously it was tasty, but it wasn't a lot of artichoke. And he made those spring rolls that didn't have any artichoke in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, if you're going to judge based on that, where these other people have hearts that they have. I mean, freaking Caesar had a tuna heart.
Yeah.
A tuna. I didn't even know tuna had hearts.
How do you think they swim?
I'm joking. Kind of. But no, but like, I'm just like, really, tuna heart? You got to make a tuna heart? And kudos to him because he's like, well, let me think of what. I mean, he had to think obviously fast to determine like, okay, well, Asian cuisine, let me go that route because that's the only thing I can think of. But yeah, I mean, beef heart, like lamb heart, duck heart, like, and like Bowen had artichoke heart and still didn't kill it. That's what I'm saying.
No, I would agree with you on that.
He didn't kill it. He didn't kill it. So.
And even if you're thinking MasterChef, you're thinking, I mean, plating does come into it.
Sure.
But I feel like that is to eliminate somebody based solely on the plating.
Right.
I feel like as a viewer, you'd be like, but it tasted good.
Right.
Yeah. Who cares?
Right.
So maybe that's why they kept them all.
Okay, out of both of the plating, first of all, I agree with you guys about Samantha should have went home. Mm-hmm. But Jerron's plating was worse than Samantha's. I'm so sorry. That looked like dog throw up.
It was bad.
The gravy, I was just like, at least Samantha's, I would have been like, oh, I'm at my friend's house.
Yeah.
She don't know how to plate. I'll just eat it. Jerron, like, even if I was at my friend's house, I'd be like, I just ate. My stomach would be growling. I just would not eat
Jerron's that. Looked like someone had just ate it.
Yes.
And that was what was left over.
Yes.
Like, that was like, all right, I'm done. It's like, wait, you know.
It was too much. The gravy was just running over.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh.
It was pretty bad. But it did taste well. And my thing with Jerron is I would have hated to see him go after just previously he had done so well.
As a captain. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, we see that happens. You know, I mean, that happened, I think, with, who was it? The one that lost against Shanika.
Yeah, Emily.
Emily. She had, just previously, she had done super well and then ends up in that test, which is kind of her fault, you know, in my opinion.
I would have saved myself.
You know, put herself in there, but, you know, and it backfired because I think she was, you know, felt confident in what she was able to do. But anyway, I would have hated for him to go. So when it came down to them two, I was definitely rooting. I was like, okay, Sam's going to go. And then he was like, oh, Sam, you go up there. And I'm like, really, Jerron? You're going to kill Jerron right now? And then he's like, oh, what are you waiting for? And I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But that means there definitely has to be a double elimination next week.
Bye, Sam.
Because, so that being said, let's get into predictions. Let's do that.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So since we know that pretty much two people need to go home next week, who do you think are the two?
I mean, since we see that teaser where Bowen says, I don't know how to grill meat.
Right.
You don't know how to grill meat?
It's bad.
Ever?
It's bad.
Ever?
But he's still there. He's still hanging on. He's still hanging on.
So I just have a feeling whatever he cooks next week is going to look terrible.
Yeah.
It'll probably taste good.
It tastes good.
But the presentation will be awful for that. I feel it's going to be Samantha. Ugh.
And then who's the second one?
Man, that's tough. That's tough. It's tough. It's tough to think right now because I feel like I can see Caesar, Ashley, and there's usually one more person there for the final.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to think who that I'm having. I feel like just the cooking overall, it probably would be Bowen.
Okay.
But he does fall apart. So I could see him and Samantha going, and it'd be Jerron. Caesar and Ashley for the final. Yeah,
okay.
But then I'd feel like it's gonna come down to Caesar and Ashley then if it came to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you think, Carlina?
I agree with him about especially the final two being like Caesar and Ashley because he just said Ashley was his biggest competitor just now, so I'm gonna take that as a hint.
Boom.
They're cooking steak next week. We already know Bones out because he never grilled before. And then also Samantha's going to be out because I don't really think Samantha knows how to grill. Come on, Jerron. We know Jerron knows how to grill. We know Ashley. She's a Florida Southern girl. She knows how to grill. And Caesar is up to every challenge. So I think it's going to be Samantha and Bowen.
Mm. Wow.
Although she's probably done a lot of cookouts at her sorority. So she's probably grilled a lot of meat.
Right. What sorority?
That she's in?
Right. Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
No. You don't do a lot of cookouts in sorority?
No. I don't think so. I'm going to have to agree with y'all. I really am because I'm afraid though. See, I think it should be Bowen and it should be Samantha, but I feel like Bowen's going to somehow slither his way out and not get I mean, I feel like it.
Gosh.
But it should be Bowen. And if it's, like you said, a grill challenge, we've seen in the previews, he says, I can't grill meat. But he said he can't do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
He fried pasta and still stayed. Do you see what I'm saying? So I feel like he has like 9 lives, like for real, for real.
Well, I can see Bowen and Samantha leaving because then it leaves each judge with one person in the race.
And that's another thing. And I could see on a production end of it, this is a show, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a leg in the race.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely see them pushing it to that area.
Especially with this week's episode. Is that why they don't eliminate Jerron? Because they're like, well, he doesn't have a contestant. Then let's just give it a push since both plates at least tasted good.
I can definitely see that.
Yeah.
I can definitely see that being the case. So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. But yeah, I agree with you too. I think it should be those two. And I think that would be a really strong finale. And it would be interesting to see what they do, you know, because then we're looking at 2 hours again. So what are they going to have to do in that whole time frame? So obviously there'll be elimination, you know, and then it'll get to the top two. So first hour, probably be elimination, get to the top two, and then probably have to cook a whole meal. Do you think they're going to bring people back?
So they've never really brought anybody. I mean, no, they've never really done any of those, like, Last Chance Kitchens or anything like that for
MasterChef. Not back to be in the competition.
Oh, I'm saying to watch?
Like, to help cook or something like
They've never even really done that. They didn't make them like prep chefs. Like a top chef will bring back the former contestants and hook them up.
Right. Hell's Kitchen, they'll do that.
But they've never done that for MasterChef, so I don't just see them changing
watch.
That.
Yeah. Just to watch.
Stand up on that balcony.
You get
definitely
to see.
Their families will be there. Yeah, sure.
For sure, for sure.
But for the two of you, say you're those contestants. Like you're up on that balcony this episode. And then you see two people that are like, all right, one of them's going home. And then they both come up. Wouldn't you be irritated?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
It's like, a competition at the end of the day.
Especially you like these people.
Exactly.
You gotta go.
No, like I was like, I'm with Caesar. Like you see him like, okay, you know, one of them's going home. One less person have to deal with. And then they both come up, of course.
Yes.
And everyone now at this point is strong. So it's not like there's weak people. Mm-mm. So you know you're going to have a strong person come up, and then it could be their challenge where they shine, and then you don't. And then, you know, I mean, we've seen it happen time and time. And then
I would be pissed because you already saw, like, the moment. I would be pissed. I think they showed Caesar's face just being like, what? When Gordon's like, you know, we got to make this challenge harder. I was like,
right.
I'd be like, oh, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
I would probably walk down there and be like, Samantha's going home. Let's retake this. Samantha, bye-bye. Start your crying now. Like, you don't want it to get right. I mean, you know, it's automatically gonna get hard, but the fact that Gordon's like, let's make it harder, you're like, oh man.
I know it's gonna be a trip, but I think it's gonna be good. It's gonna be a tense. I think this probably coming up will probably be one of the most tense episodes, because getting it down from the top five to the top three.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's gonna go down. So we'll see how it goes out. But ladies and gentlemen, that's been our show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. Shout out to Caesar and thank him for joining us.
Yes. Make sure you get Linda contact info so he can come over and cook to you for you personally. Yeah. Cook it and serve it to you.
I mean, you know, in the studio. I'm looking out for y'all too. You know, I'm not trying to be selfish. You can find me, everyone, at The Poet Saint. That's at The Poet Saint. And you can check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Carlina, where can the people find you?
You guys can find me everywhere at Cooking with Carlina. My website's cookingwithcarlina.com. But on Twitter, I'm at Cook with Carlina. I want to make sure I say that because I think one fan couldn't find me. So there I am.
Find her. It's well worth it. Don't find me on Twitter or Instagram. It's terrible. Lem refuses to follow me.
refuses.
He's adamant. But you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Happy Go Jackie.
Boom. Till next week, we will see you. Peace.
Wow. From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.